Behind this door is the Video Zone, a place between our world and the video dimension. Waiting to challenge you for control of the Video Zone is one of the game wizards. Is it Murloc, Scorshaw, or Mongo? These two teams will compete for the right to enter the Video Zone and face that game wizard's challenge. Who will it be? Find out today on Nick Arcade! And now, here's your host, a guy who never hits reset when he means pause, Phil Moore!
Hey, thank you, Andrew, and welcome to Nickelodeon Arcade, where your video savvy and video game skills are put to the ultimate test. I'm here today with Corey of the Yellow Team and Christy of the Red Team, who are about to play today's face-off game, Battle of the Bands. Now, in this game, you have to protect your amp while trying to blow out your opponents with a deadly wave of sound. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the team with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Hands on your controllers. Ready, set, go! So we got like a jam session going here, and these two are very tight, very tight. I can't believe, ooh, good block, another good block. Ooh, direct hit down the bottom one. The timeline on top of the screen is ticking out. Looks like these two are going to take it down to where it looks like it's going to be the yellow team. Way to go, Corey! Let's go play some more arcade. Hey, you did a great job, Corey. You got the 25 points. Let's meet everybody, starting off with the yellow team, which is Corey and Mary Angela. Hey! All right, now, Corey. Hey, Corey's from Maryland. Hey, so am I, guy. Originally, great to see you here. You collect comic books. What's your favorite comic book to collect?
Wolverine.
Yeah. Just kidding. Well, great to have you here, and your partner is Mary Angela. We call her Maria here. And you want to be a lawyer. You're thinking about it. Have you thought about what type of law you want to study?
No.
Just make sure you get that check. Well, hey, great to have you here. Your opponents today are Christy and Andy. Let's say hey to them. Now, Christy, I understand that you like all types of music except classical and country. Sorry, because you're getting that Dolly Parton at the Met album at the end of the show. And your partner's Andy. Andy, you like riding a bicycle, like with a sport or just hanging out with the guys in the neighborhood?
Hanging out with the guys.
All right, well, cool. Let's welcome them all to the show. All right, now, you all know how to play. We're going to get a scoop to them. They're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and move him all around the screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four Ps: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Now, the enemy's up there. If you run into him, ooh, you lose control of Mikey over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will go inside of a video game to face today's game wizard. That's it. Easy as that. Andrea, where's Mikey headed to today?
Well, you know what they say. There's no place like home. And that's where Mikey is in round one, hanging out in his very own neighborhood. But look out, because Game Over, the town bully, also lives there, and he's got a big surprise for Mikey. Get past the goal here, and you will earn 50 points. Take it away, Phil.
Thank you. Can you say Mikey? I think you can. All right. Hey, thank you, Andrea. Yellow team, you won the face-off. You have 25 points and control of Mikey. Let's move him. What direction?
Up.
Up. Okay, Mikey's moving on up. To the side. Okay, robot vision. This is one of our video puzzles. Now, we've intercepted a transmission from an alien robot. The problem is the robot's vision is kind of weird and we can't quite make out what he's looking at. The first team that can buzz in and tell me where the robot is will get 25 points and control of Mikey. Let's check out the robot's vision. Yellow team.
A refrigerator?
No, refrigerator is not it. Let's roll it some more for the red team. Maybe they can figure out where the robot is. Red team.
A grocery cart.
Key grocery cart. Judge, is that, what do we say on that? Ooh, know? We need to know where he is. He's in a grocery store. He was behind the grocery guard. Let's just check it out. Well, that's it. Trust me. I know what I'm saying. It says so right here. All right. Well, nobody gets any points on that, but you still have control of Mikey, yellow team. Where would you like to move him?
Right.
Okay, Mikey's moving to the right. A prize! Hey, you get a prize just for landing there. Andrea, tell them what they take home.
Yorkshire croquet set from Sportcraft. Six-player set features multi-stripe knurled hardwood mallets, balls, and stakes. Vinyl-coated wickets, handy hardwood storage rack. Back to you, Phil.
Hey, thanks, Andrea. That is yours. No matter what happens today, you still have control of Mikey. You can move him any way you want to. Mikey's moving up again.
Right there, B-Brain.
Ooh, that's game over to town, bully. Pie in the face. You lose control of Mikey. Red team, you get the move, Mikey, now. Where would you like to move him to?
Left.
Mikey's moving to the left. Pop quiz. All right. Going to ask you a question. The correct buzzed-in answer will get you 25 points in control of Mikey. He's in his neighborhood. The current event question is, which number husband did Elizabeth Taylor marry on October 6, 1991 at Michael Jackson's estate? Was it A, 6, B, 8, or C? Who the heck can keep track? Ooh, it was husband number 8. Her 8th husband. 8 is enough, I think. All right. All right, hands on buzzers, same deal here. Which of these Supreme Court justices did Clarence Thomas replace? Is it A, William Rehnquist, B, Sandra Day O'Connor, or C, Thurgood Marshall? Yellow team.
Thurgood Marshall.
Thurgood Marshall is it, yes. All right, 25 points added. You have 50 points, and controller Mikey's back in your ballpark. Where would you like to move him now?
Left.
Mikey's moving left. Video challenge, yellow team, come on over this way. All right, hey, here we are at the video challenge. You get to add more points to your score and maintain control of Mikey. Who's going to be our player?
I am.
You're going to play? All right, hang on to that for us, Maria. Now, Corey, today you have to choose from Thunder Force 3, Kabuki Quantum Fighter, Vapor Trail, Magician Lord, and Hyper Zone. What game do you want to play?
Hyper Zone.
Let's cruise way down to Hyper Zone. Come on with us, Maria. We're one big family. We are the world. Okay, now, here's the scoop. You have to beat the Wizard's Challenge in 30 seconds. And on Hyperzone today, the Wizard's Challenge is at 3,500 points. You have to meet or beat that in 30 seconds, all right? Now, right now you have 50 points. I want you to write down, of those 50, how many you're willing to wager on Corey beating the Wizard's Challenge. You have 3 seconds to wager. Write it down now. I love that song. Pencils down, please. Pencils down, please. Thank you. All right, turn around, my friend. Don't make me stop the show. All right. Ready, set, go. All right, Hyperzone. Now this, he's kind of riding around in this futuristic car. Has to blow up things and dodge. He's up to 800 points now. He has to be 3,836. He's up to 1,000. This guy knows what he is doing. All right, he's shooting everything, and he's not flying anyone aside. He's at 10 seconds, 9. He's at 26, 2,700, 29. All right, he's got to get 500 more, and it looks like he's done it. Yes, right down the wire, my man. Great job. Let's see how many points you wagered. 35, that's a great wager. Head over there. We're going to tally up the score. Yeah. Add up the points. All right, great plan. You're up to 85 points. That was a great job. And you maintain control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him to this time?
Down.
Mikey's going down. A prize! More stuff for you, Andrea. Hit them with what they're taking this time.
Hey, hey, hey. Ultra Wheels, inline skates, and protective wear. Total performance and styling for the Ultra Wheeler. Get on a roll with Ultra Wheels. Take it, Phil.
Way cool. All right, you still have control of Mikey. You get the move up. Delay that order, Captain. We're going to zip Mikey straight to the goal. Pow. And we are now in what we call a sudden death situation. I'm going to ask you one question. The correct answer will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. All right. Here we are, gang. Question is, the word noon can be read the same backwards and forwards. Which kind of word is it? Is it A, a gramadrome, B, a palindrome, or C, a silver dome? Red team.
Palindrome.
Palindrome is it. You've got it. You've got the goal. All right, hey, let's just reveal the board here and show the path you took and where everything was up there. There's stuff right there. There was a pop quiz up there and some more prizes. That is it. Hey, red team, you got the goal for round one. You're on the board with 50 points. Yellow team, you have 85 points. This game is really tight, too tight to call. Round two, the points are double. Check us out. We'll be waiting for you. We are back now, and joining me is Mary Angela slash Maria of the yellow team and Andy of the red team, who are about to play Battle of the Bands. Now remember, you have to protect your amp while trying to blow out your opponents with a deadly wave of sound. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points and control of Mikey for the start of round two. Hands on your controllers. Jam on it now. Tune in three notes. Oh, we're speeding up now. These two are close. The line O time at the top of the screen tells me that we are getting there. Some great blocking moves. Great! Look, that was excellent. Nobody let anything get through. We have a tie score. They are taking us down to the wire. All right, looks like we have a tie. Head back over there. We're going to figure out who's going to win with a question. Okay, listen, I have a question just for you to settle this up. The correct answer to this question will figure out who wins our face-off. The question is, he's a head-banging little caveman whose arch enemy is the evil King Drool 3. Is his name Bonk or Smash? Red team.
Bonk.
Bonk is it, yes. All right, you get the 50-point credit for the face-off. Now, let's find out where Mikey's going this time. Andrea?
In round two, Mikey's heading over to his own block on the other side of the neighborhood. But watch it, because I've heard that Game Over is waiting over there now. Guide Mikey past the goal, and you will earn 100 points. Good luck. Back to you, Phil.
Thank you, Andrea. Okay. Remember, the four P's are still up there. The points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Also, the video challenge is up there, and ooh, that enemy. Beware of him. Now, all questions in round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will then go inside the video to face today's game wizard. All right, red team, you have 100 points and control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him to?
Up.
Mikey's going up. Pop quiz. All right, here's the question. Mikey's in his own neighborhood, and these are questions about local people. All right. Correct answer will get you 50 points in control. In London, police officers are called bobbies. In France, they're gendarmes. What are the horse-riding officers of the Canadian Rockies called? Ooh, Mounties. Dudley Do-Right.
Hello, Dudley.
Okay. A person who treats the nervous system and the disorders is... Excuse me. The person who treats the nervous system and its disorders... is called which of the following? A, a neurologist, B, a podiatrist, or C, a psychiatrist? Yellow team.
A.
A? Ooh, that is correct. Yeah, it is A. All right. Put those down. You have 50 points and control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him to?
Up.
Okay, Mikey's moving up. Video challenge, yellow team. Here we are, video challenge. You get to add some more points to your score and maintain control of Mikey. Now, who's going to be playing?
Me.
Okay, you're going to be playing. Hang on to this, Corey. All right, you have to choose from Thunder Force 3, Kabuki Quantum Fighter, Vapor Trail, and Magician Lord. Hyperzone is out of the picture. Which one would you like to play?
Thunder Force 3.
Thunder Force, pop right over there. Come on with us, Corey. Now, the object, as we all know, is to beat the Wizard's Challenge. And on Thunder Force 3, the Wizard's Challenge is 4,000 points in the Fire World. So you have to meet or beat 4,000 points in 30 seconds. Corey, you have 135 points. I want you to write down, of those 135, how many you're willing to wager on your partner beating the Wizard's Challenge. You have 3 seconds. Write it down now. Okay, pencils down. Don't let us see it. Keep it a secret. Turn around there. Ready, set, go. All right. Before the nice, Mr. Race, great move. She's in the fire whirl. Base, ooh, she got zapped. She's up to 1,000. Oh, hey, she's up to 1,150. Lots of time left. Have to watch out for him. All right. All right. She picked the big points there. Watch out for the rays of light. And she made it through that. Ooh, she got zapped. She's at 2. Ooh, we're almost out of time. She's got only 800 to go. Oh, it looks like, oh, wow. You gave it a good shot, though. You gave it a really good try. Not bad firing there. Let's see how many points Corey wagered. 25. Okay, we're going to do some score adjusting. Head back over there. We're going to play some more arcade. All right, now, unfortunately, you didn't make it. We're going to deduct the points from your score. It brings you to 110. Red team, you now have control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him to?
Left.
Okay, Mikey's moving to the left. A prize! Andrea, tell her what they win just for landing there.
Bring the excitement of soccer into your home with Monterey's Foosball Soccer. Action fun for the whole family. With Monterey, everyone plays. Congratulations, Red Team.
All right, that is yours, Red Team. And hey, your score stays the same at 100, and you have control of Mikey. Move him again.
Up.
Mikey's going up this time.
Hold it right there, B-Brain.
Smack in the face. Control goes right back to the yellow team. Where would you like to move Mikey?
Right.
Mikey's moving to the right. Your question, Mikey, remember, is in his neighborhood. These are famous TV towns. The correct answer gets you 25 points in control of Mikey. The question is, Parker Lewis can't lose, and neither can you, if you can name which one of these high schools he goes to. Is it A, Fairfield High, B, Hollywood High, or C, Santo Domingo? Yes, yellow team.
C.
C is absolutely right. You've got it. 50 points added to your score. It's 160 for yellow, 100 for red, and yellow, you still have control. Move Mikey again. Oops. All right, hold off here. We're just going to zip Mikey straight to the goal because that is our almost out of time signal. We're going to go to another sudden death question. The correct answer will get you 100 points, control of Mikey, and since the scores are so close, the goal for round two. All right. If you enjoy a good tucker in Australia, which of these did you like? A, a good night's sleep, B, a movie, or C, a meal? Yellow team.
C.
C, a meal is it? You've got the goal! You got it! You're going inside! Yeah! Hey, let's just reveal the board and show where all the prizes were and the path you took. There's everything. Another prize right there beside you. All right, that is it. Yellow team, you're up to 260. You're going inside to face the Gaze Wizards. Yeah! Red team, it was neck and neck. You held your own. You did a fantastic job. And you're going to take home some fantastic stuff. Andrea, tell them what it is.
BK. BK Ratch Tech. Strap on the noise. And all signs point to one thing. There's no better break in the action than to chill out with chocolatey Nestle Quick. Chocolate milk, think quick.
Back to you, Phil.
Hey, thank you, Andrea. When we come back, these two will enter through that door to face our wizard today. Check it out. I feel it's going to be hot because these two are awesome. We'll see you back. Ah, hang on. Woo! Na-na-na-na-na. We are back with Maria and Corey, and they're psyched and ready to go Mamba with Mongo. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, if there's any time left, the two of you will go and battle him in the wizard level. Now, for each item you collect, you get $50, and for each level you get past, you will get a great prize. All right, here is today's challenge. In level one, Corey has to collect three bunches of bananas sitting high in the jungle trees. The toucan, snakes, piranhas, and coconut-throwing monkeys will take all your power. Go under the waterfall or touch the golden idol and a rope will appear to help you over it. Collect all three bananas and your team will win this!
The popular Plus 4 family-sized backpacking tent is supplied by Diamond Brand of Naples, North Carolina. Diamond Brand has been servicing the recreational industry for over 110 years. What's up in level two, Bill?
All right, now in level two, Corey must collect 3 gold rings while on a runaway rail car. Jump and duck to avoid hanging timbers, cactus, tumbleweeds, and rats. Touch the luck stone to restore it to full power. Get all 3 coins and your team will get this.
Everyone will enjoy this smartly crafted, state-of-the-art 19-inch diagonal Zenith color TV with remote control, Euro-style cabinet, and exciting stereo sound. Back to you, Phil.
All right, now with the time left, you'll both take on Mungo in the wizard level. Catch 3 floating orbs while avoiding dangerous enemy blasts and creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Mungo by catching all 3 orbs and you too will win today's grand prize. Andrea!
The Apple Macintosh Classic. It's easy to set up and use, and it runs thousands of applications from word processing to desktop publishing programs from Apple. Good luck in the video zone.
All right. Thank you, Andrea. Hey, that is it. These two are psyched. Pop in there and work. Make a move on Mungo through that door. Now, it's going to be Maria going against the jungle. She's got to get the 3 bushes of bananas up there. She's got to avoid snakes, toucans, monkeys who throwing coconuts at her. So she's got a lot of things she's got to avoid in order to get the 3 bunches of bananas. All right, she's in position. Ready, set, go, Maria. All right. Ooh, a toucan flew right by. It took a little bit of power. Ooh, coconut right on the coconut of her head. She's got the second bunch. Ooh, toucan in the face. Oh, zap all of her power. We have to hit restart. We're starting over again. 1 bunch of bananas. She's throwing a crow. Piranha got her. She's down to like 37 seconds. She only has 1 bunch. She's looking for the other one. All right, that's 2. She needs to get down. Her power is being zapped. She's making a jump. All right. She's got 1 more bunch to get, and she's got it. All right. Corey, hit start, my friend. All right, he is off. He's over the first one like a pro. Down. All right. Oh, got nipped in the head. All right, that's 1 gold coin. They're down to 15 seconds. He avoided that hanging timber. Great move. 2 gold coins. We're down to 10 seconds. He restored his power. 1 more gold coin. Oh, he let it fly over him. He got the second one. All right. But we are out of time. Listen, they got through 2 levels. They made some great moves. They didn't get to meet Mungo, but that's okay. They're going to take on some great stuff. They have the inline skates. They have a croquet set. They've got themselves a 19-inch color television. Hey, gang, come on out here. Great plan, you 2. You did a great job. We have to go. We'll see you next time for our next great round on Nick Arcade.
Is taped before a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida.